Bills. Used to... I can't recall, but... But we won it. And I was there, a young man full of living and the sun and all those people. That was the best I can remember.
How about you, Jack?
Me? Best time ever? Seeing Tomal fucking die. That best.
Rick had closed his eyes, exhausted with the effort of visiting the perilous land of nostalgia. Now he opened them again.
What? Did I miss something? Who is...
Before you joined us, a man called Tamar chilled Jack's old man. Got himself chilled. End of story.
Huh. Short and sweet. Christy, what's your best moment ever?
She considered Rick's question for many long heartbeats, her hand across Ryan's arm.
Mother Sonia was still alive. I can't remember how old I was. I know it was summer. It was always summer back then. Harmony lay amid a bowl of gentle hills, heather-covered, sweet and protective to me as a young girl. I broke fast early on fresh wild strawberries and cream and new-baked bread. Walked alone up to a high waterfall closed in a narrow valley with polished boulders clustered together at its foot. The purple and pink chem clouds were gone that day. I often used to go there when I was on my own. There was a pool, deep and clear and pure as crystal. I peeled off and plunged in. It was so good. I swam around for a while and then pulled myself out on a flat rock, sunwarmed. I slept, rested and slept, and cleaned my mind of all the... what Uncle Tyus used to call excess baggage. I always remember that day because I thought a lot about the Earth Force and Gaia. There were some odd little black flowers up there, soft and delicate.
Her mind turned inward with the memory. Jack threw a couple of pieces of fresh wood onto the fire, bringing a new burst of flame that highlighted Christie's flaming hair.
The day trickled past me, filled with the distillation of peace. I've never felt so calm and so sure of myself. Not ever before. And not ever since. There have been some good times, of course there have. But nothing like that. When I walked back barefoot to Harmonyville, Mother Sonia met me and hugged me to her. She said that I had gone out that day as her little girl, and had come back to her as a woman, grown.
A good tale, my dear. Oh, yes. So sweet a time, so gently recalled. It does you the greatest of credit.
Thanks, Doc.
I got a question, Christy.
Yeah, JB?
We've known each other now for a good while, haven't we?
Sure.
You always talk so much about your mother.
I don't know what you're...
What about your father, Christy? How come we never get to hear anything about him? You never speak about him, ever.
And I never will. That's the end of it, JB, understand?
Right. Doc, how about you? Best moment of your life?
The best? The happiest? Though I confess that my memory is sometimes a little errant, that is one of the easiest questions that I have ever been posed. The happiest moment of my entire long and seemingly endless life was when my beloved Emily said, I do. The 17th day of the month of June in the year of our Lord, 1891. Oh, much the happiest.
He turned away from the brightness of the fire, and the glistening of tears in his pale eyes told their own unmistakable tale.
How about you, JB? Best moment of your life. And don't tell us it was when you got given your first blaster at the age of 18 months or whenever it was.
The red flames danced off his glasses, hiding his eyes. His beloved fedora was at his side, and he ran his fingers through the cropped stubble of his pale blonde hair as he stared thoughtfully into the fire.
A ball game, a chilling, a kind of growing, and a marrying. Four big moments. I don't think I got anything to match any of those.
Quit dodging the question.
Ryan winked, relishing the warmth and the feeling of a full stomach. Aunt Christy close by him.
Best? Yes, it was a time... You recall this, Ryan. Out near the Rad Lakes, on the Lower Miss. Got myself in a hole in a corner. Rock on one side and a damned hard place on the other. For reasons that don't concern here, I hadn't got any of my usual weapons, but I had a beautiful Colt Navy. A 36, re-drilled so as it'd take a 44. Still cap and ball. Up against five redneck drunks. All got Saturday night specials. Little 32s and the like. Killed four with six shots. Never got a scratch myself.
Knew it'd have something to do with blasters.
I'll ignore that. Problem was, there was still one of the shit-eaters left. Figured I was out of ammo. Colt Navy holds six. I fired six. He still had three or four in his pocket, Beretta. One door in the place, and he was in front of it. Didn't even have a nail file on me. No blade at all. Fat son of a bitch he was. Stood up, grinning. I can still see him. Patches of sweat rotting under his arms. Fat hand like a side of mutton. And this stupid toy pop gun. He was gonna chill me.
Did he?
Of course he didn't. Nice one, kid. I chilled him.
How?
With the Colt Navy.
You said out of ammo. Can't reload quick, cap and ball.
Right, Jack. But I killed him with it. Stood up slow. He was coming across the room, oozing delight that he got the ace on the line for me. No place to run. I was holding the pistol down by the barrel.
Brian remembered the occasion. He'd gotten to the drinker too late, but he could still feel the stickiness of all the blood on the soles of his boots.
Threw it at him underarm, real hard. Lovely gun. Best balance of any. One and a half turns in the air. Butt clubbed him across the top of the nose. Noise like a ripe apple under the heel. Down he went, pistol flying any which way. I walked over, picked up my blaster, and hit him twice, just behind the right ear. Skull went soft after the first blow. Softer after the second.
Huh. Short and sweet. And that's it?
JB nodded. He said nothing else.
Huh. Makes you feel all warm and fuzzy.
Ryan was conscious of everyone waiting for him to speak. He knew that the cup would eventually pass its way around the circle and reach him, and he'd been thinking of what to say.
Well, I've been thinking about the best time. I can think of a lot of good times. I can think of plenty of bad times as well. Plenty.
I do not believe that you can wriggle away, my dear fellow. Not good enough.
Ryan looked around the circle of waiting faces. Old friends, new and newer friends.
Well, good fire. We're secure with the storm out there. My gut's filled with meat. And I'm with people I know and trust.
Ryan squeezed Christie's hand.
And I have love. Yeah. This moment's about as good as any I ever knew.
They all slept in the same room. Anyone who woke up at any time would toss another piece of dry timber onto the slumbering ashes of the fire. Outside, the storm continued to shriek its wrath, plucking at the weathered walls, shaking the roof, trying to find more loose shingles to rip free and hurl into the whirling air. Ryan and Christie lay together, using the newly won fur coats as an extra covering. The hardness of the floor was no deterrent to a good night's sleep. Over the months,